Good morning. Welcome to each one this morning. Thank you for those songs, Eric. For a short devotional this morning, my thoughts were drawn to a short story in Mark, Mark chapter 4, if you want to turn there. I think it was on Thursday or Friday night when that thunderstorm came through. My mind was thinking about this story a little bit and how that we can have peace in the midst of a storm. Title for this morning is Seeing Jesus' Presence. And then if you want a subtitle, In the Midst of the Storm. Mark chapter 4, 35 through the end. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? All of us know what storms are like. Sometimes they are physical problems, financial pressures, family tension, uncertainty about the future, or burdens we carry quietly that nobody else sees. Some storms come suddenly, and others seem to linger for a long time. The disciples understood that feeling. Several of them were experienced fishermen, yet this storm terrified them. The waves were crashing into the boat and filling it with water, and these experienced men believed they might die. Meanwhile, Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat on a pillow. I have four different points I took out of this story. Point number one, storms come even when you're obeying God. Jesus himself told the disciples to cross the lake. They were exactly where they were supposed to be. Sometimes we assume that if we are following God faithfully, life should become smooth and easy. But God never promises a storm-free life. Noah faced the flood. David faced giants and enemies. Paul faced prison and shipwrecks. Even the disciples faced storms with Jesus beside them. A storm isn't evidence that you are outside of God's will. Sometimes the storms are where God teaches us to trust him more deeply. Faith is not proven when the waters are calm. Faith is proven when the waves rise. Point number two is, fear can make us forget who Jesus is. The disciples woke Jesus and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" It's amazing that the men who had seen miracles could still doubt in his care. Yet we often do the same thing. When fears grow louder, faith can grow quiet. Sometimes our prayers sound similar. Lord, do you see what's happening? Do you care? Why aren't you doing something yet? Still, the presence of trouble is not the absence of God. Jesus was still in the boat. The disciples thought the storm meant they were abandoned. But the truth was that the Son of God was only a few feet away from them. The same thing is true for us today. God has not left us in our storms. Point number three is Jesus has authority over what terrifies us. Jesus stood and spoke, "Peace, be still." Immediately the wind stopped and the sea became calm. The disciples had likely spent their lives trying to manage the storms. The storm that overwhelmed the disciples was completely under Christ's authority. This means nothing surprises him. Nothing is beyond his power. Nothing can separate us from his care. Sometimes Jesus calms the storm around us. Other times he gives us peace in the middle of the storm. Either way, his power and presence remain the same. Then point number four, the greater miracle may have been what happened inside their hearts. The storm revealed something about them. Jesus asked, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" The goal wasn't only calmer seas. The goal was deeper trust. Often, God uses difficulties to help us grow. Storms teach us dependence. Weakness teaches prayer. Uncertainty teaches surrender. Maybe someone here feels overwhelmed with a family burden, a health concern, financial pressures, anxiety about the future, grief, discouragement, or even broken dreams. This passage reminds us, Jesus sees the storm, Jesus is present in the storm, and Jesus is greater than the storm. And even when he seems silent, he is never absent. The disciples entered the storm afraid of the wind and waves. They left the storm amazed at Jesus. Sometimes God allows storms because they reveal to us more clearly who Jesus is to us. The same Savior who calmed the sea still speaks peace to troubled hearts today. In closing, I would like to read the first part of a verse in Psalms 46:10. "Be still and know that I am God." May God bless you. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this day you gave to us. Thank you for another day to gather together and look into your word. I pray that you would help us to look to you when the storms come and trust in you that you will see us through. Pray you'd bless the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.